Well, it was back last year. My daughter was at university in Edinburgh, Harriet Watt, and she was suffering quite a lot of pain. She went to the doctor a number of times, but was always just getting told, you'll be fine, here's some tablets, blah, blah, blah. My wife had to go down a number of occasions to look after her, so she came home. At that time, she had another doctor's appointment, and they weren't happy that this had been continuing for so long, so she got more scans, and then we were told on the 6th of February of her diagnosis of cancer, so it's been ongoing since then, her treatment. They wanted just to get in there straight away, get the treatment going, so she's been on chemotherapy, she's on radio just now, and then she gets chemo till the end of the year. Then they're going to be doing an operation in the beginning of the year to remove the last of the cancer, which is in her bone, which might lead to ongoing problems for her, etc. But if we can get rid of the cancer, that's the aim. Obviously, with Abigail, me being involved in the Aberdeen Hotels Association and the do fundraising, we decided to use the Teenage Cancer Trust this year, which I was delighted, proud of, but obviously it's quite difficult for me as well, having to deal with this on an ongoing basis. But I'm looking forward to the day that I'm told my daughter is cured from cancer, and we can look back and think, well, we've made the teenage cancer aware of it, and that's the whole object, is to make this awareness of teenagers getting cancer, and that there is help out there. The Teenage Cancer Trust is a wonderful place. Abigail has been going there, living there. My wife's been able to live with her within that unit again, which has all helped towards her being more able to cope with the problems she's got and the right people around about her. It's totally funded. The Teenage Cancer Trust fund everything themselves, so any funds that come in obviously goes towards the future. There isn't a unit in Aberdeen, which, you know, is there a possibility that might come yet? Because obviously it's been made a lot more aware recently with the Sutton lad who's raised over $4 million, you know, and that's funds that could be used other than just where the units are just now. Could they build something in Aberdeen? Is there funds got to be available? So I think now that it's been made aware in Aberdeen, there's a possibility something like that might happen. You know, and again, it all sort of stemmed from in this era from Abigail, which, you know, it would be nice that something could go through from that.